Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to zakat on rent. Now, it is generally understood that zakat on rent is the same as what is on wealth. So once a year when we give zakat, so whatever our sources are, there could be other sources including rent. So whatever the amount we have at that time, 2.5% would be zakatable. Now, this does not seem appropriate given the fact that rental income is not basically an income which should be regarded analogous to wealth. It is something which is more analogous to production. So houses which produce rent, buildings which produce rent, they are production houses as such, and they produce something. And if we take into consideration the nature of the process that takes place in producing something, we can easily say that houses and rental incomes, they must be classified as produce. And the in this regard, the formula is that the formula regarding production, of course, is that whenever capital and labor both are present in something which in some form of production, which in some process in which things are being produced, if both of these are present, then zakat is 5%. And this has been deducted. This has been deduced on the basis of the fact that in non-rainy land in the time of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the zakat was 5% because both investment and hard work or skill or labor was present. However, in the case of rainy lands, we know that zakat was increased to 10% because the element of investment was not there. So it needs to be understood that zakat on houses, on buildings, on rent should be regarded as analogous to production. And since in this case, in the case of a building, in the case of some house which we have rented out, it is basically the investment which is there. It is basically the investment which is producing zakat. There's no labor involved, obviously. Your investment, the capital, the money which is invested is producing zakat. So since only one of the factors is there, so it is very appropriate that zakat on rental income should be regarded as 10%. And this is analogous, as I said, to the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his own times held agricultural lands to be zakatable. So produce is not merely agricultural. It is also something in which the nature is such that in which labor and capital both are used to produce something new. So in houses, in rental buildings, basically it is our investment, the investment that we do in buying that property, that is the real factor. So obviously we don't have to expend any labor in this regard. So in this regard, it is very appropriate that in all forms of rental income, zakat should be 10% of the income, of the rent, whenever it is received. So it should be 10%. And may I also mention here at the end that this is an ijtihad which has been done by my teacher, Javed Ahmed Ghamidi, and I regard this ijtihad to be absolutely correct. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات